With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republicans in Congress are slamming a decision by Maine's Democrat Secretary of State to bar Donald Trump from the GOP primary ballot.
Maine's GOP Senator Susan Collins wrote in a post on X, formerly known as Twitter, that the decision should be overturned, echoing other Republicans. House GOP Chair Representative Lee Stefanik of New York blasted the decision as a, quote, an attack on democracy, and called for the U.S. Supreme Court to overrule it. Maine became the second state to declare the former president ineligible to serve as president, following a similar ruling by the Colorado Supreme Court last week. Edwin Mora, Washington.
A federal judge is accepting new Georgia congressional and legislative voting districts drawn up by Republican lawmakers. Here's Ron DeRockstra.
The judge Thursday rejected claims the new maps didn't cure illegal vote dilution and should be rejected, adding he can't interfere with legislative choices even if Republicans move to protect their power. The maps were redrawn in a recent special legislative session after the judge in October ruled a prior set of maps illegally harmed black voters.
That is correspondent Ron DeRockstra reporting. The United Nations says tens of thousands of Palestinians are fleeing Israel's bombardment at the center of the Gaza Strip.
We've had people continuing to flee from urban refugee camps. They're heading in search of greater safety in places like Deir al-Bala in the center of the Gaza Strip and also in Rafah in the south, right on the border with Egypt. That's now extremely overcrowded. And we've had these warnings in recent days that in these overcrowded shelters, they're already seeing rises in reported diseases from respiratory diseases, also skin diseases, because, of course, it's extremely hard for people to wash. Hygiene is a real issue.
That's BBC's Yolanda Nell, and this is SRN News. There's a new poll out about heaven and hell, and we get some of the details from correspondent Michael Harrington.
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans whether they believe in either place. 71% of adults say yes, they do think that heaven exists. 61% believe in hell. Meanwhile, the survey also reveals that more than one in four respondents are convinced that when people die, they come back. 27% think that reincarnation exists, and that after this life, they'll get another one and another and another. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion is expected to remain a major issue in politics, policy, and the courts in 2024. Even though most of the states that were expected to impose restrictions on abortion have already done so. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion-related questions have been on the ballot in seven states, and the pro-abortion side has prevailed in each and every case. This is SRN News. It's a timely warning. It comes at a time of year with a lot of new toys around the house and in the hands of happy children. But Keith Peters reports there is an alert coming from the Consumer Product Safety Commission about some of those toys.
It's ordered a recall of toys sold at Walmart.com containing powerful magnetic balls that could pose a hazard to children if swallowed. The agency said Friday that the balls, which are 0.2 inches in diameter, exceed federal standards for magnetic strength and could clump together to block parts of the digestive system when ingested. The CPSC estimates that 2,400 magnetic ingestions were treated in hospital emergency rooms between 2017 and 2021, and says it's aware of seven deaths related to the ingestion of hazardous magnets, including two outside of the U.S. The magnet kit was made in China. Keith Peters reporting.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.